When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. But I have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and have recognized that the wrongdoer has a nature related to my own. Not of the same blood and birth, but the same mind, and possessing a share of the divine. And so, none of them can hurt me. No one can implicate me in ugliness. Nor can I feel angry at my relative, or hate him. We were born to work together, like feet, hands, and eyes. Like the two rows of teeth, upper and lower. To obstruct each other is unnatural. To feel anger at someone, to turn your back on him, these are unnatural. While we may not be able to control all that happens to us, we can control what happens inside us. I am not bound to win, but I am bound to be true. I am not bound to succeed, but I am bound to live up to what light I have. It often requires more courage to dare to do right than to fear to do wrong. Be not the slave of your own past. Plunge into the sublime seas. Dive deep and swim far. So you shall come back with new self-respect, with new power, and with an advanced experience that shall explain and overlook the old. No one can construct for you the bridge upon which precisely you must cross the stream of life. No one but you, yourself alone. Today, as always, men fall into two groups: slaves and free men. Whoever does not have two-thirds of his day for himself is a slave. Whatever he may be, a statesman, a businessman, an official, or a scholar. I love those who can smile in trouble, who can gather strength from distress, and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but they whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves their conduct will pursue their principles unto death. What am I in the eyes of most people? A non-entity, an eccentric, or an unpleasant person. Somebody who has no position in society and will never have. In short, the lowest of the low. All right, then even if that were absolutely true, then I should one day like to show by my work what such an eccentric, such a nobody, has in his heart. That is my ambition. Based less on resentment than on love, in spite of everything. Based more on a feeling of serenity than on passion. Though I am often in the depths of misery, there is still calmness, pure harmony and music inside me. I see paintings or drawings in the poorest cottages, in the dirtiest corners. and my mind is driven towards these things with an irresistible momentum. The highest and most beautiful things in life are not to be heard about, nor read about, nor seen. But, if one will, are to be lived. We don't receive wisdom. We must discover it for ourselves. After a journey that no one can take for us or spare us. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Let us be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. In each of us, two natures are at war, the good and the evil. All our lives, the fight goes on between them, and one of them must conquer. But in our own hands lies the power to choose. What we want most to be, we are. I am a forest, and a knight of dark trees. But he who is not afraid of my darkness will find banks full of roses under my cypresses. But it is the same with man as with the tree. The more he seeks to rise into the height and light, the more vigorously do his roots struggle earthward, downward, into the dark, the deep, into evil. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, and it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows, or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. When it is dark enough, you can see the stars. It is easy in the world to live after the world's opinion. It is easy in solitude to live after our own. But the great man is he who in the midst of the crowd keeps with perfect sweetness the independence of solitude. Make the most of yourself, for that is all there is of you. Adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience. Think of yourself as dead. You have lived your life. Now, take what's left, and live it properly. What doesn't transmit light, creates its own darkness. How much time he gains. Who does not look to see what his neighbor says, or does, or thinks, but only at what he does himself, to make it just and holy. True happiness is to enjoy the present, without anxious dependence upon the future. Not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient, for he that is so wants nothing. The greatest blessings of mankind are within us and within our reach. A wise man is content with his lot, whatever it may be, without wishing for what he has not. Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally, forward in whatever way they like. The question is not what you look at, but what you see. I learned this, at least by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. Dreams are the touchstones of our characters. If we will be quiet and ready enough, we shall find compensation in every disappointment. Youth is happy because it has the capacity to see beauty. Anyone who keeps the ability to see beauty never grows old. It had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things. I have been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. Chess teaches foresight by having to plan ahead. Vigilance by having to keep watch over the whole chessboard. Caution by having to restrain ourselves from making hasty moves. And finally, we learn from chess the greatest maxim in life, that even when everything seems to be going badly for us, we should not lose heart, but always hoping for a change for the better. Steadfastly continue searching for the solutions to our problems. How few there are who have courage enough to own their faults, or resolution enough to mend them. There are two ways to increase your wealth. Increase your means, or decrease your wants. The best is to do both at the same time. Casting aside other things, hold to the precious few. And besides, bear in mind that every man lives only the present, which is an indivisible point, and that all the rest of his life is either past or is uncertain. Brief is man's life, and small the nook of the earth where he lives. Brief, too, is the longest posthumous fame, buoyed only by a succession of poor human beings, who will very soon die, and who know little of themselves, much less of someone who died long ago. We must learn to reawaken and keep ourselves awake, not by mechanical aids, but by an infinite expectation of the dawn, which does not forsake us, even in our soundest sleep. I know of no more encouraging fact than the unquestionable ability of man to elevate his life by a conscious endeavor. It is something to be able to paint a particular picture or to carve a statue, and so to make a few objects beautiful. But it is far more glorious to carve and paint the very atmosphere and medium through which we look, which morally we can do, to affect the quality of the day. That is the highest of arts. Let each of us examine his thoughts. He will find them wholly concerned with the past or the future. We almost never think of the present, and if we do think of it, it is only to see what light it throws on our plans for the future. The present is never our end. The past and the present are our means. The future alone, our end. Thus, we never actually live, but hope to live. And since we are always planning how to be happy, it is inevitable that we should never be so. Here in my heart, my happiness, my house. Here, inside the lighted window, is my love, my hope, my life. Peace is my companion on the pathway winding to the threshold. Inside this portal dwells new strength in the security, serenity, and radiance of those I love above life itself. Here, too, we'll build new dreams, dreams that tomorrow will come true. The world over, these are the thoughts at eventide, when footsteps turn ever homeward. In the haven of the hearthside is rest and peace and comfort. Life is a journey, not a destination. cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. Don't bend. Don't water it down. Don't try to make it logical. Don't edit your own soul according to the fashion. Rather, follow your most intense obsessions mercilessly. We believe that we can change the things around us in accordance with our desires. We believe it because otherwise, we can see no favorable outcome. We do not think of the outcome, which generally comes to pass and is also favorable. We do not succeed in changing things in accordance with our desires, but gradually our desires change. The situation that we hoped to change because it was intolerable becomes unimportant to us. We have failed to surmount the obstacle, as we were absolutely determined to do. But life has taken us round it. Led us beyond it, and then, if we turn round to gaze into the distance of the past, we can barely see it. So imperceptible has it become. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year. He is rich who owns the day, and no one owns the day who allows it to be invaded with fret and anxiety. Finish every day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities, no doubt, crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. Begin it well and serenely, with too high a spirit to be cumbered with your old nonsense. This new day is too dear, with its hopes and invitations, to waste a moment from the yesterdays.